the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
After you send that follow-up text after the first date and then you don't get a response back a couple hours later, you're like, no, it's happening to me.
Man, it has happened.
And you've just been blown off. If that's you, let us help you out. Hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Kate, you've been saying no. So tell us about Jimmy.
We met through mutual friends. He seems like a really cool guy, but he had never seen Ferris Bueller.
Oh.
So I invited him over to watch Ferris Bueller, and we had a really nice time. It was fun. We made out a little bit, and then I never heard from him again.
It's been 2 weeks. Kate, did it get to first, second, third, or home run when y'all were over at the house?
No, it was very just, I mean, he was very gentlemanly, and it was not like a Netflix and chill kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
And you weren't trying to encourage it to go a little further?
Well, and if you were, no big deal.
I'm a lady.
Okay.
You know, just trying to just kind of check off all the boxes to understand why
you got
he
that self-control, girl. I don't. It's fine. So I wouldn't have judged. I'm just saying.
We're just trying to figure it out. Well, let's do this, Kate. We're going to try to get Jim on the phone here in 3 minutes and find out why you've been blown off on the new Hot 101.5.
With a wine-stained lips, yes, you're nothing but trouble. Of a touch, but she's warm as a devil. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. She takes till I break and I can't get more. You got me in chains. You got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love. You've got me in chains for your love, but I wouldn't change. No, I wouldn't change this love.
Trying to break the chains, but the chains only bring me. Break the chains, but the chains only bring me. The chains, but the chains only bring me.
Go, bring it back. It's the new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
K, Kate and Jimmy met through mutual friends. They had a Netflix and not so much chilling night watching Ferris Bueller.
Never saw Ferris Bueller. Yes. So, I mean, that must be corrected.
Exactly. But they did do a little bit of making out.
Yes.
But Kate's a little concerned because she hasn't heard from him in a couple of weeks. And so we have to find out why. Are you ready, Kate?
Yes.
All right, Kate, now we are going to try to get Jimmy on the phone. Let's just have you keep quiet, okay? That way we can do all the talking, we won't make it awkward, and we're going to get Perfect. Down to the bottom of it. Thank you. Cool.
Yo, hello?
Hey, Jimmy, it's Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and the Miguel Show. How are you?
What's up? Did I wear something?
No, you didn't, unfortunately.
Sorry. Maybe we can find something with a logo on it for you. Yeah. We can send it your way.
Get you a cup or something.
Yeah.
Okay, but cool. Jimmy, we're actually calling for a different reason that's going to require a little honesty from you.
Yeah, and don't worry. There's no judgment here. We sort of have a mutual friend in Kate. Kate got a hold of us because she just hasn't been able to get back a hold of you, and she really, really liked your little movie-watching date. And so we're just trying to figure out why there hasn't been a second one. Is there something going on?
You talking about Kate, oink, oink. Kate's a pig, man.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh, she's a pig. She has candy wrappers stuck between her couch cushion.
Oh,
I'm stunned. That's why you didn't call me and text me back.
Okay. Jimmy, we actually have Kate on the phone right now.
It's candy. Why are you sticking your hands in my couch cushions?
And I'm going to say this. I hope that was chocolate that got on my hands.
Oh, my God. It could have been worse. It could have been condom wrappers.
Now, I mean, Kate brings up a really good point.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're talking about Oh, my gosh. It's insane. It's too much. I need things with order. I can't stand clutter.
I don't like my clutter.
Jimmy, this is an easy fix. I mean, all you got to do, clean out the couch cushions, and then you'll be fine. What's wrong with
I'm not cleaning out anybody's couch cushions. Are you kidding me?
Oh, do it. It's not that big of a deal.
No, you're a candy wrapper hoarder. I don't want anything to do with you.
I'm not a hoarder. Oh, my God.
Kate, when was the last time you actually cleaned out your couch cushions with all these candy wrappers? Are they still there now?
She probably bought them with all them candy wrappers. You got to see this couch. That couch should have a Hershey logo on it. That couch is like a candy wrapper recycle bin.
Okay, I got it. We got the picture, Jimmy.
Willy Wonka would be embarrassed in that couch.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry, Kate. Listen, I love candy, too. But damn.
No, listen, I thought her couch had brown polka dots on it. It was chocolate marked.
You're just being ridiculous, Jimmy. Oh, my God.
No, you need to go see an endocrinologist and make sure you don't have diabetes. And then check for
now, come
you eat
on.
Too much candy.
Everybody has something. At least it's not cocaine.
Yeah, it could have been meth.
It could have been
cocaine. That's a tiny liquor bottle.
Cocaine, because she would have had energy to clean up that couch.
Yes!
Blown off. If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.